This is a week for bagpipes, plaid, and kilts.
Like, they're all plaid.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Does checked mean plaid?
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Got to get to another sports signing today that was big.
Sports. And by the way, we have a great idea. You were fascinated by the what the statue should be.
Damian Lillard's statue pose.
And one Brandon J. Sprague. I don't know what his middle name is, but I feel like J works, right? Brandon J. Sprague. Doesn't that feel have a nice ring to it? Let's go with Brandon John Sprague. No idea what his middle name is. But he had a phenomenal idea. And that is the two-sided Damian Lillard statue. So when you're facing it, when you're going into the arena, it's Dame time. He's tapping the wrist. Mm. When you're leaving the view, he's waving you goodbye.
I love that.
Phenomenal, love right? That.
It's pretty genius.
I love that. Let's get it done.
Let's talk to the... Oh, wait.
That would be Brandon James Sprague. We're right on Jay.
It is Jay?
Yeah, it is Jay. I just confirmed from the source himself.
Well, I'll be damned. I have no idea. It just sounded like it worked.
We'll talk to the... we should talk to Jody about... Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think Jody knows that Damian Lillard is back? She might not.
I don't think she gives two flying S's.
What if she did not know, was not aware at this very moment,
and that you
just
would
told
be
her? Oh, my God. I just said that.
Well, he's...
Did I not just say that?
He pays about as much attention as Jody Allen.
Oh, my God.
He is our Jody Allen minus a lot of money.
I bet you Jode.
He's busy betting on golf right now.
Yeah, we got the Barracuda on.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. You two morons, again, to let it behind the scenes.
We're watching the Barracuda.
Yeah, during the break, you guys were knee-deep in hot Barracuda, which, by the way, if you don't know, that's the stupid golf tournament that's going on if you didn't play in the British Open.
Yeah, if you're not
Open.
Good enough to make the Open Championship, you can play in Lake Tahoe this week.
And then you guys,
it's not stupid.
And then you got into a whole thing about what is Lake Tahoe versus Tahoe City versus Truckee. That's what you guys were talking about during the break. And that's what Buck is focused on, not what you said.
I think Jode is in Africa right now curating rare elephant tusks.
She's in some sort of cave.
So she has no idea.
Do you think she big game hunts, or does she just pay Navy SEALs to shoot the animals?
What if she was there with Jay Cutler in South Africa?
This is a great... Okay, here we go again.
Been derailed.
I think that's a good question. Yeah. If there is one, because you usually don't see women big game hunting.
No.
Okay.
It's usually it's always the small penis male that's doing that.
With the really insecure man who thinks he's trying to look cool, you know?
Yes.
Like Don Jr.
Yeah.
If there is a woman who would be captured big trophy hunting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bad way to say that. If there is a photo that would emerge of a woman with a big trophy hunt kill, who would it be?
Interesting.
And I think Jody is really high on that list.
You think?
Yes. Give me another woman who you think would be photographed with like an elephant that
Bobert.
They killed.
Who? Yeah.
Lauren Boebert.
It's Boebert.
Oh, that's good.
It's Boebert. That
well, no, Christy
bitch.
Noem more than Boebert.
Yeah,
she
Noem
does
too.
Like to cosplay a lot with like her gun. I got my AR-15. I got my gun.
Well, Palin would have been a good candidate too. Her whole,
Dude, I like where you're going with the Boebert thing. And by the way, she would have nothing to do with it. She would just go find someone that shot the animal, and then she would stand in front of it and hold the biggest gun possible.
She'd look good doing it.
She's the sort of person that like her Christmas card has her and her kids and they're all holding guns. I promise you. Didn't she own a restaurant that was like gun themed? I think that's what she did before.
That sounds right.
Before she joined, Congress and started giving out handies. I'm pretty sure that's what she did.
God.
Vaping at Beetlejuice.
That's what, I didn't say it, or I didn't do it. She did it at Beetlejuice.
She was grabbing thigh.
That wasn't, that's thigh? That's not thigh. No.
My thigh.
She was getting some honk, too.
Yeah.
Some what?
Some honk.
He was honking on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think she owned some sort of restaurant that was themed guns. You want to go get a steak in guns.
Well, now we have to break.
We got to so much.
I think there's another signing that we need to talk about. So Lillard's coming back, but also we have the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history Who is it?
Are you going to get to your big Felix death news too?
Well, we could do that if you wanted.
I saw how he died.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I do have it to follow up, but I didn't want to do it like...
Dude, that guy jumped from outer space and that is what ended up killing him?
Yep. Well, a lot to get to.
Lot to get to.
Next on The Fan. Lauren Boebert's gun-themed restaurant, by the way, appropriately named Shooters. It was Shooters Grill.
So, yeah, there's someone was saying that the wait staff would open carry, because...
Like, really?
Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing, like, photos of it. Like, yeah, they just...
God.
Yeah, a lady would be bringing you, like, your Rudy Fruity Fresh and... What is it? Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Breakfast. Like, maybe some, like, pancakes with, like, a smiley face bacon. And then they'd have, like, a 45 strapped to their leg because... Why not?
Because.
America, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated with people that feel the need to have a gun on them at all times.
America, yeah!
Hey, why do you have a gun at breakfast? Because I can.
You going to stop me?
Was that Walter Goggins or Walton Goggins that had the SNL sketch?
Baby Billy.
And for the Second Amendment, guns. What about guns? We should have them.
By the way, you know where Shooters was?
It was in Colorado somewhere, right?
Yeah, a town called Rifle.
Oh, for God's sakes.
How original.
Dude, can't make it up.
These people are real.
It shut down, though.
Well,
it didn't work out.
Turns out
everybody kept getting shot.
Like one star Yelp.
Although YouTube
for that
chats
crowd,
is they closed due to food poisoning.
Yeah, they maybe loved it.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Now she's.
It's not even the guns that'll kill you.
Now she's passing laws that affect us all.
Not even the guns are the biggest thing to worry about here. It's salmonella.
You take your chances with a gun. You don't take your chances with food poisoning.
Okay, all right. Focus. Okay.
Do I have to?
Need to get you back onto the...
I'm watching this big Atlanta-Memphis Summer League game.
Sports show. Well, that's why we're watching the Barracuda. Now you understand.
No, I don't understand. There's no reason to watch the Barracuda.
Tell you what, that course looks great.
I wonder if Kelly Clarkston has her show on right now.
It's Clarkson, not Clarkston. Get
unless
it right.
She teamed up with Jordan Clark. Well, that's Clarkson. Is there a Clarkston?
Okay. So the Steelers...
I thought we were focusing.
We are.
Are
the
we?
Steelers have signed T.J. Watt
yes.
to a three-year, $123 million football deal.
He has now set Thank the you. Bar for non-quarterback yes. pay in the NFL.
Highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, T.J. Watt.
Yes.
They sort of had no choice but to pay him.
Yeah, it was a weird, you know, they're a bunch of pass rushers that are kind of at an impasse right now. You knew eventually one of them was going to reset the market, and not only did they reset the market, but they reset the entire free agent market, not just the edge rusher market.
Where is T.J. Watt amongst Steeler greats, Steeler defensive greats?
Oh, I mean, I don't think he's number one or anything like that. But
who is?
I mean, T.J. Watt. Oh, I mean, if you're going all the way back, I think you're probably talking about, you know, Lambert. I think you're talking about Mean Joe Green. I mean, there's been a lot of really, really good Steeler greats that have.
Polamalu.
Yeah, Troy Polamalu. Awesome. I mean, they're and Rod Woodson and.
James Harrison.
Yes. I mean, there are so many great, not and I mean great Steeler players that have come through there over the years.
Jack Ham.
Yeah. Mel Blount. I mean, it's on and on. But he certainly goes in that category. I mean, T.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer. I mean, it's not even a question. Where does he rank amongst that? I don't know. But he'll be in the Hall of Fame. The jersey's going to be retired, and then you can let all that settle out. Kevin Green's another Hall of Famer that played in Pittsburgh for a bunch of years.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Alive or dead?
I think he died.
I think he died, too.
Yeah, I think he... I don't remember what got him, but I do think something happened. I think he passed away.
So he'll get $41 million a
year. Yeah. Which, you know, look, you got to remember that every time one of these deals gets signed, the salary cap continues to go up. So it's a percentage of the cap. So while 41 is just an absurd number, you know, a 5 years ago, it wouldn't be 41. Again, as the cap goes up, salaries go up. And T.J. Watt certainly has earned this. He's getting a little long in the tooth. And
how old is he?
I think he's 30, I want to say 32, 31. Look at this. He's on the wrong side of 30. I know that.
Kevin Green died of a heart attack, by the way, age 58.
So he will turn 31 at the start of the season. So he's on the wrong side of 30. It's a three-year deal. You're hoping to get two really productive years out of him, and then, you know, that last year, maybe you restructure, maybe you cut him, maybe he plays it out. And then after that, he probably becomes a bit of a mercenary. I doubt he comes back in Pittsburgh unless he wants to take a huge pay cut. Was it Von Miller just signed in Washington? It'll be something like that. You know, he'll end up in San Francisco, or he'll end up somewhere for, you know, not a veteran's minimum or anything like that, but he'll sign a much smaller deal somewhere and finish out his career at 35, 36. I mean, his brother, as great as TJ Watt is, think about that. He's not even the best Watt in the family, his brother. But his brother eventually had to go do this, and he ended up in Arizona, and that'll happen with TJ.
Did you see the contract or the earnings comparison between the two brothers that came out today?
No, what do you got?
So TJ's new contract is $123 million. That's only $6 million shy of JJ's 12-year career earnings. So JJ was tweeting about it and said, this big boy better be pulling out the wallet first when we go to dinner next.
Yeah. And again, that just comes with, you know, the new TV deals and all that. So it's nice. And if you're one of those other edge rushers, you're just sitting around licking your chops being like, thank you very much. So for the Dallas Cowboys and the Cincinnati Bengals, what have I said? Do not wait to pay players, because someone's going to come along and get paid. Someone's going to set the market, and now you're going to end up having to pay more. Just sign your players. If you were planning on signing them and you plan on keeping them around, keep them around. And he's at that weird age where at 30, you're, well, 31. He turns 31 in October, so start of the season, he'll be 31. His best play is behind him. He's starting to pile up some injuries. He's not going to get any better. He's going to get worse. At what level does he get worse? But he's also not over the hill. So it's this weird spot. Like, if he was 33, he doesn't get this contract.
They could have traded him.
Yeah, you could have.
You could have Russell Wilson'd him.
Well, look, I'll say.
But he's so good that you just like, dude, I'm fine. Well,
he's
3 years.
And he's a legend.
Yeah.
Now, I think the prudent thing to do, if Pittsburgh really was a championship team or viewed themselves as that way, you should have dealt him. The best move for the franchise long-term would have been to trade TJ Watt.
Get something for him. Because now he's just going to be diminishing.
Yes.
Not that he's not going to help you.
No. I mean, again, he's a phenomenal player, but the best days are behind him. And in the NFL, you don't want to pay for past production. And again, not that he's not productive. He had 11 and a half sacks last year. But again, the injuries are starting to chip up. Two of the last 4 years, he has been banged up. And they have been, so starting in 2021, he had 22 and a half sacks. And then he got hurt and he had 5.5. And then he bounced back with 19. And then last year, again, he was chipped up, missed some games. He made 11 and a half. So again, if we're just going to extrapolate that out, let's say over the next 3 years, he has 1.5 productive seasons. Is that worth $40 million a year?
It just depends on what they do.
Yeah.
If they go to a Super Bowl, yeah, probably.
Well, and remember too, that they went all in with Aaron Rodgers for a year, and they went and got DK Metcalf. So they clearly think that they are shoving their chips in the middle. And if you're doing that, then by all means,
you need him.
You need him. But in reality, if you could have gotten a haul for TJ Watt, you should have. But here's also the thing that sucks about the NFL when it comes to the trade market. In the NBA, if you were trading TJ Watt, so let's say TJ Watt is an NBA player. You're talking MVP, defensive MVP, just absolute beast. I don't think this is Luka because Luka's young. So who's like, I'm trying to think of an NBA star. I mean, legitimate superstar that's like 30 years old.
Giannis.
Giannis. There you go. Let's take Giannis. Imagine the haul that Giannis gets, right? But in the NFL, you ain't getting that for a 31-year-old edge rusher. You're just not. Not only do you have to pay him, I'll bet you TJ Watt would have gotten you a first round, maybe a one and a three. You ain't getting a haul. Not at that age, knowing that you're going to have to pay him $40 million. Hmm. So that's the other thing about, like, in the NFL, is say, dude, you, The Bill Belichick way was, whether that was Richard Seymour or any of the receivers that he had, he was always a deal him a year early rather than a year late. But it's hard to tell a friend, to tell your fans, hey, we're getting rid of one of the best players that's ever been in this organization. He's a defensive MVP. He's an absolute beast, and he's the face of our franchise. We're going to get rid of him. Oh, and by the way, we're getting back two draft picks. And one of them is not going to be a first-round pick. That's a hard pill for people to swallow, but it's the reality of the NFL is that after the age of 30, you're just not viewed in the same way, especially when you come with a huge, huge price tag.
So TJ made more than JJ, but the real question is how much did Derek make?
Oh.
I have the answer to this.
It's
Derek Watt, the third Watt right? brother. Yeah, he was a fullback.
He made $3
million. $12
million. Okay.
Yeah, $12
million. Hey, that's better than I thought.
$12 million.
And I wonder if the brothers all just like tussle his hair. They're like, $12 million. Like, you're adorable.
All right, coming up next, we have, let me pull up the notes here. Your newsman coming at you next. We've got jackpot news, and they found Ralph.
They found Ralph?
Yeah, they found him. Mm. You're not going to like this story.
Well, thanks for teasing it.
Well, maybe you will. Yeah. I don't know. They found him. He's not dead. That's next. Here's Buck. All right, coming up at 5, we'll get you caught up on what's going on at the Open today. There was a mystery farter out there.
Oh.
Today. I don't know if you've seen the audio or heard the audio.
I have not seen the audio. I mean.
Have you heard the video? Well, we'll get to that. Right now, it is July 17, 2025. Time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you.
Bro.
Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Have you been hit by a Chinese star in the face?
Today is National Tattoo Day.
Oh. Not that I have any.
I laid out for you, tattoo guy, and you didn't say anything.
I have one tattoo. How am I a tattoo guy?
You got tats all over your body.
I have one tattoo. One.
Unbelievable.
It's true.
He's an insurrectionist folks. Don't let him fool you.
No one said anything about the size of the tattoo, but I have one tattoo. I have one more tattoo than you do.
Do you know what the most common tattoo designs are?
Probably something really dumb. Mom, hearts.
Barbed wire.
No one does that.
Kanjis.
No.
Yeah, kanjis would probably be one.
The top three. Number three. A dragon.
Really?
That's right.
Everyone walking around with dragons out there, huh?
I don't know about everyone, but that's number three. Okay. Number two is the rose.
Yeah, I could see that. I know a couple of people that have roses.
And the number one most common tattoo is... the butterfly.
Really? I have none of those, so that is... I got to get on that stat. What if I got like a combination like tramp stamp of all three of those across my lower back? Got a nice dragon with a rose tucked behind it and then a butterfly flying out of its
butt. That would seem to be, wow, that would seem to be quite cliche. But, hey, I thought it would be something like a flower.
Well, I mean
rose. But I just thought like flower, you know.
Yeah. You know? Well, because the butterfly would be an exclusively female tattoo, whereas the rose can be good for everybody.
True.
Yeah. It's a lot of
love.
Dude. Yeah.
Maybe a heart, maybe.
That's kind of what I was wondering, like that old, you know, heart and mom or, you know, whatever it is.
I heart mom.
Yeah.
I have that on my butt.
I still.
You want to see it?
Just the idea of you having a tattoo after all these years would be fantastic.
I'm too sexy for tats.
I mean, Rick Pitino got one when he was in his 50s.
It is also World Emoji Day. Do you care to guess the most used emojis?
The heart, the wink. The eggplant, maybe.
The fire?
There you go. Buck got it.
The 100?
It's the fire.
Mm.
Did you know that's a little bit of an upset? The fire is the most used emoji.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought for certain emojis. The heart.
The heart or thumbs up or laughing, crying.
I use the thumbs up. I use the fist bump a lot. The laughing, crying is one.
You know what the people hate?
What?
The...
Oh, the okay?
The okay sign.
Yeah, that's viewed as very dismissive.
Is it?
Yeah. Because it's like, yeah.
Like, it's like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I got to stop using that.
Yeah, people don't like it. If someone sends you a text and you reply with the okay, that's you. People will interpret that as like a F you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just dismissing it. Take time and write. Or, you know, even if you write K or okay, I think
people, yeah, K is a little dismissive.
Yeah, people like it.
So the red heart is number 5. The face with tears of joy, laughing. Yeah. Yeah, we all use that one. Sure. That's number 4. Number 3 is sparkles.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever sparkled.
Yeah. I haven't either.
Huh. Because, you know, you can pull up your emojis and see which ones you use the most.
Yeah. I love the most used emoji page.
Yeah.
It's well done by Apple.
Yeah. I have an interesting... I just have an interesting...
Probably the middle finger in there.
No, I don't have the middle finger in there.
The USA flag.
There's a lot of...
fruits and veggies?
No, there's a lot
Eggplant.
Of like...
plant.
There's a lot of Asian characters.
Wow.
America, yeah! Sushi roll. America, there's a Japanese flag. There's some kanji. There's an egg roll. Full of rice.
People, good drugs, ball, dude.
Take, you're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah, people, no!
But yeah, my top three. I got the heart, the smiley face, and the blowing the kisses... and the fist bump. I guess that'd be my top 4.
Loudly crying face is number 2. And then fire is number 1.
I don't have fire. That is not in my... that is nowhere near my
old fire emojis.
Well, they found Ralph, Jace. I know you were worried about Ralph.
Was this the old guy that was missing?
Yeah. Well, I think he's like...
He was 63, I believe.
63? No, he's 52.
Oh, then this may be a different guy.
Ralph Sawyer. He was reported missing Friday, July 11th. After his family said he had not returned from a planned trip near Trillium Lake. 6 days later, deputies were notified that he had returned to his car and driven home.
Oh. Yeah, that's not the same guy. I think this was like, there was an older gentleman that was in his 60s, and they found his car right near the base of the woods, and no one could find hide nor hair of him.
So Ralphie was not, he was not doing bits out there.
No.
They said that he showed up to a neighbor's house, tired, cold, dirty, and worn out.
The hell was he doing?
They took him to the hospital. Well, I think he got lost. It says the week-long search spanned more than 250 miles, beginning after teams discovered Sawyer's blue Kia Soul with his cell phone inside after midnight on Saturday, July 12th.
Hmm. Is he on a bender? I mean...
No, he was mountain biking.
Oh. Okay.
He was out mountain biking. Right. But Trillium Lake is not, I don't know, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big.
It's
like,
been it's a just, long time.
It's gorgeous, though.
It is gorgeous, but he must have just wandered off. And
could be. Couldn't find his bearings, I should say.
It's not clear what led to his extended stay. A GoFundMe was set up while he was missing, and as of this morning, it had raised nearly 16 G's. I don't know, man.
Maybe he got hurt, because
yeah. He somehow found his way back to his car and drove home, but that's a long time.
6 days?
Yeah, 6 days.
Boy,
there's something going on here with Ralphie.
Yeah, I don't necessarily do a lot of mountain bike anymore, but I ride my bike and we'll go on some gravel trails and how do I say this? It's really hard to get lost on a bike. There's usually a trail, and if you get lost, you just get on a trail and go back. A trail will lead you out. Like, are you that confused that you don't realize you're going deeper into the woods? Seems odd. But I'm glad he's, you know.
He's not dead.
6 days?
Because usually after 6 days, you're like, oh, yeah, he's
boy, dead. Well, that was like when the old man was missing for like 5 days. And I was like, that's not good. As Norm MacDonald said, nothing ever good happens in the woods. When you go into the scraggly woods, seen enough of those stories. It doesn't end happily, but Ralph here.
Sometimes you can cop a feel out there.
Well, let me ask you this.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, maybe you know, Ralph's caught doing something nefarious, or you know, he can't really go home. You drum up some sympathy, you disappear into the woods for a couple days, and then miraculously come back. Can someone be mad at you? You're like, I'm alive.
Look, I'm not going to accuse Ralph of that, but I'm with you. My tentacles are.
Yeah.
They're up.
Every now and then when you read a story, it doesn't quite make sense.
No, there's missing pieces here.
And then you get back and you just drive home. You're like, honey, I'm home.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe that CEO guy should try that.
Yeah.
I got caught on camera.
We'll get to that later.
Or, you know, hey, that's an easy way to get 16 grand.
July Powerball numbers. Well, not numbers, but the next drawing.
Oh, yeah.
$266 million.
Oh, I should play that.
U.S. dollars.
I want to win that.
Yep.
You know how many Chinese stars I could buy with that?
A lot.
I looked it up, by the way, Amazon right now. I can get a Chinese star for $3. It's kind of plain, though. If you want, like, a cool Chinese star, run you about $9.
I feel like you shouldn't play the Powerball because we've already had a couple of big winners here in Oregon over the last couple of years.
So that's a...
Doesn't work like that.
What?
Doesn't work like that.
Oh, it doesn't?
I mean, the numbers are the same every time. It's just it's the randomness of getting the right numbers, not the randomness of the state.
Yeah. I think I'm driving to Massachusetts. Pick up a ticket.
To win the 200...
More likely.
How much was it?
266 milli.
Yeah. That's a little low for me, but I'd take it. Yeah. Break you off a little something if I win.
97 degrees yesterday, Jace.
Yeah, it's hot.
Hottest day of the year.
It's hot.
Not as hot today, though.
I don't know, man. It's all... Once you get... What was today's temperature?
I'm looking right now.
Because once you get to a certain point, I have the working theory that once it becomes hot as balls, it really doesn't matter because it's just...
For you, what is hot as balls? Like, what number?
Yeah, dude, once you're into the 90s, I don't care. 92 to 99 mean nothing to me. It's hot as balls.
Yeah, 90 is my cutoff for golf.
Yeah.
I don't want to golf when it's that hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like, even 88.
My
it's 85 right now, by the way.
Okay. Well, that's
not too bad.
No, 85 is better than 93. But yeah, anything above 90 is it's just hot. And I'm not going to complain because, you know, what are you going to do? I don't mind the heat. But if you told me that it's going to be 99 or 92, 93, do those 5 or 6 degrees, you're like, oh, this feels great.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
Who do you think? I don't know. I read this next story, and I just... There's a red flag in it.
Much like the...
Not quite as
Ralph?
Much. Well, it's some guy... I don't know. Who takes a morning cigar break?
We talked about this while you were gone.
This story?
No. Cigars. Oh. Morning cigar is a... it's a bold move.
It is. I find that odd.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, you were gone, and we had this... I don't remember what we were talking about, but I was...
It was post-golf tournament, right? And you had, like, 4 cigars?
Yeah, I was like, ripping a cigar in the morning is, it's a no-go. I find it worse than the morning beer. It's a bad precedent.
Yeah, morning beer is doable. The cigar, it's just,
no.
It doesn't work.
No.
But we have a Portland man whose morning cigar break turned into something much worse.
Interesting.
That story next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It is in the news, July 17.
I'm trying to...
2025. Are you okay?
No, a Baby Ruth is trying to kill me.
Where'd you get a Baby Ruth?
Sam Tung's office.
Oh.
When's the last time you had a Baby Ruth?
It's been a while.
And let me say, I thought it was delightful right up until the point where the Baby Ruth tried to kill me. Oh.
Was it the peanut or the caramel that was going for you?
I think it might have been a nougat sort of situation.
Too hot to handle, huh?
Yeah, it caught me off. It was a little melty, to be honest with you. And I don't know, it caught me off guard.
Sam likes to bring candy.
Yeah, he's got a little candy dish.
Yeah.
Me and one of the sales ladies were converging at the same time, and it was one of those awkward, like, what are you doing here? Because he wasn't in his office. And I was like, well, I'm coming.
So there's only three people with offices here?
Yeah.
And two of them have dishes of candy.
Yeah.
Sam has the best candy.
Oh, hands down.
He does real candy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cooley has bastard
high chews.
Mints and high chews.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good...
It's terrible.
Yeah. And Fan Man...
That said, you know, I always go get a mint.
Yeah.
I think it's good for my breath.
It's kind of crazy, though. He has so many of those white mints that when you walk into his office... All you smell is that mint. Like, it permeates the entire office through the wrapper.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
And then Dusty is offering us nothing with his new office.
It's ridiculous.
What would you request?
Well, again, how about like a nice mixed bag? Maybe like some Reese's Pieces or, I don't know, some Skittles, something.
Some mirrors with lines laid out.
Little afternoon bump, you know?
Got to get through the club somehow.
It didn't take long for Jonathan Langdon to determine that the man standing in front of him on the sidewalk might be trouble.
A streetman, if you will.
For one, the man was holding a hammer, and when the stranger began trying to have a conversation with Langdon, his speech was erratic and punctuated with personal questions.
I'll just tell you right now, of the things that a streetman could be holding that instantly would require a response from me, top three?
Hammer. Sickle.
Yeah.
And machete.
I would think so.
Blowtorch, maybe?
A bladed weapon.
Blowtorch, jeez.
Who's carrying around a blowtorch?
Who's carrying around a sickle?
Well, sometimes you see the streetmen with the sickles.
Yeah,
you do see the machetes, too.
I'm just saying, if I see you as a streetman, or I'll just say this, anyone, and you're carrying a hammer and you don't have a tool belt, like, I mean to do sort of, like, this thing, like I don't think you're hammering some drywall, instantly, the whole situation becomes a red alert thing for me. Because the hammer is underrated. Of the stuff that's going to mess you up, might I add hammer to the top of that list?
Yeah. This was Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
It was hammering at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
When Langdon was smoking a cigar on the sidewalk within walking distance of his apartment.
Again, bold move, ripping an 8 a.m. heater.
Yeah, he
How
says...
How many do you think he goes through in a day?
I think early morning cigar smokers are all day
through the day.
It has.
Yeah. They're like the guy on the golf course that just keeps lighting them up.
Just keeps
going. Which I find wild. I have one and I'm good.
Well, at the fan golf tournament, I started early and I felt awkward about it. And I think I ended up going through three or four that day. And the next day, it was an immediate regret.
Yeah.
I was like, what did I do?
Yeah. Why? Why?
It just was an all day thing. And I don't know. It just. One led to another, and I started at like 10:30, and I felt really uncomfortable. And that was at 10:30. I think I'm incapable of an 8 a.m. cigar. Like, what are we doing?
The man was identified, the man with the hammer was identified as Jason Patrick Schubel. He is now in jail.
Ah.
And Langdon is recovering from a hammer blow to the head.
Ooh.
And human bite on his thigh.
What?
Schubel faces charges of second-degree assault, menacing, criminal mischief, and unlawful use of a weapon.
So he hit a man in the head with a hammer and then bit him on the thigh?
Yeah. Langdon said his behavior during their encounter reminded him of horror movies that he likes to watch. And after he attacked him with the hammer, they started grappling. And Langdon, the cigar guy, able to take a puff and then pin the man to the ground. But the blood from his head wound dripped into Schubel's mouth.
Ew. Oh, my God.
And then he was saying how much he liked the taste of his blood.
Oh, this is out of a horror movie.
It totally is.
That's all kinds of bad.
Oh.
Do we have the look of the streetman?
I don't have
his name Schubel?
Jason Schubel, S-C-H-U-B-E-L. He had spray-painted 13 TriMet security cameras around 4:30 a.m. on Saturday, hours before he came upon Langdon. And security footage does show him carrying the hammer.
Boy. This is one of those things. Can we just... This is bum voyage. This is why we need the boat. No offense to the Shubes here, but dude, you don't get to be among society anymore. And I feel bad, whatever it is you're going through, my man, I'm sorry, but to the boat. We're putting you out to sea. You can hammer something out there, but you don't get to be with the rest of us anymore. I say get. And also, if you are ripping a heater at 8 in the morning or really doing anything and you come across a man with a hammer, just
flee.
Just flee.
Yeah.
Just
keep your distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need, wherever the hammer guy is, you don't need to be there at that point. And by the way, I get the whole like stand my ground. No, just leave.
But maybe you could
just leave.
Maybe you could blow the cigar smoke in his face distract him.
Well, maybe flick the
flick the cigar at
but
him.
But then turn and run.
And then run. Yeah.
You don't need to be involved.
The longtime Portland resident Langdon broke out his lawn chair, grabbed a cigar and a lighter, and walked from his North Portland apartment in search of a place to smoke the cigar without bothering anyone. A long-standing ritual he undertakes on his days off from his job as a merchandiser for Columbia Distributing. So he does it on his days off. So I think what he's doing...
It's a relaxing sort of thing.
Well, he's getting an early start. Yeah. Like, I would imagine he's got a day off. He has to work the next day.
Sure.
Hey, let's get her going, and then maybe you have a beer.
I get it.
Or seven.
Yeah.
And I'm, in, you know, drunk and in bed by 6 p.m.
But in this case, the...
Ready to go for tomorrow.
And I see the they have the aftermath of the blow to the head. It's not good. A lot of blood.
Well, Langdon says he was thankful that he had the physical capabilities to overpower the attacker.
Yeah.
But not before he got hit in the head with the hammer and bit on the thigh. And that drew blood through his jeans.
Good Lord.
Through his Levi's.
You probably need like a tetanus shot at this point.
Yeah, gross.
The man Schubel here, he was also convicted of public indecency and burglary in November.
No way.
That's sentenced to 19 months in prison. Obviously, he didn't serve 19 months in prison because he's out. Schubel was accused of occupying a home and found a 12-year-old boy in the bedroom asking, "Do I turn you off?"
Oh, dear.
And asking if they could hang out.
Oh, dear.
Once again, can I point out, bum voyeur. Put him on the boat. This
he's
is why
a bum.
We,
the bums don't want him on there.
This is why we have the boat. You
he's
gotta
a,
go.
This is a... No, just he's put a, him in prison.
He's a street man. You gotta go. Just get. Get. You're out of here.
That's in the news July 17, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
When contacted by the police, Schubel said, "There are times when other men are attracted and want to be with other men, but they can't just come out and say it.
Let's get the hell out of here."
Don't you know that?
He also was convicted of walking through an active crime scene earlier in the year and poured champagne into a patrol vehicle and onto a civilian ride-along.
Champs. Ah, during the ride-along?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, let's check in on the Open on the Fan.